Over the next 6 days, more than 50 journalists will arrive by helicopter at Camp Ripley in central Minnesota to observe troops firing weapons, experiencing battlefield situations, and performing vehicle maintenance. Bringing reporters to the 53,000-acre facility is part of the Army's effort to help them and the public understand what it takes to prepare for duty, the largest number of soldiers deployed overseas since World War II. Sergeant Daniel Schumacher of Dubuque is in charge of one of the firing ranges.
Okay, if you guys haven't noticed, there's some media here. Okay, hey, we're going to let media go out in the line with us here, okay? So we want all the, we're going to need all our cadre out here. What we're watching for is we're going to let the shooters go out first, and they're going to go out and they're going to clear their weapons, and then they're going to go down the lane with you, okay?
It's raining lightly as soldiers begin shooting, but they continue in the rain and even when night falls, because being able to accurately hit targets in adverse conditions could mean the difference between life and death. Sergeant Jason Breitbach of Dubuque is checking his score.
What the guy's doing now is he's drawing a triangle on my target. My last three rounds, I need 5 out of 6 in a row to get considered zero, or your sights are on. So I'm halfway there.
Soldiers are required to carry their weapons with them at all times, when they eat, where they sleep, and are only allowed to put it down when they're exercising or taking a shower. That's because an attack can happen anywhere at any time. A California company that specializes in explosives has been hired to simulate what it's like when a roadside bomb detonates. And a group of Afghan nationals and interpreters, including Mohammed, have recreated a village. Mohammed is the elder.
We have four houses in here, and the four houses, we have two stores. One houses belong to me, and another one houses belong to all the towns. They come, if the gas is coming on that, the people is take them to there.
Mohammed has lived in the United States for 29 years, but is reluctant to give his last name or show his face completely because he fears he could be in danger if he's recognized when he returns to his yearly visit to his homeland later this year. The Guard's top commander, Adjutant General Timothy Orr, says bridging the cultural gap is as important as being trained to defend yourself with a weapon.
Well, the integration of what we would say interpreters and role players that actually speak the language causes our folks to begin to understand that how to work with an interpreter, what is right, what is wrong, how do we address the people from Afghanistan and ensure that we don't violate their rights and, more important, offend them because of American culture and the way we look at that.
Orr says the Minnesota training is considered the preliminary round. From here, soldiers will spend about a month at Camp Shelby, Mississippi, then move to what he calls the Super Bowl, Fort Irwin, California, where the terrain and situations will be as close as possible to what they'll see in Afghanistan. In Camp Ripley, Minnesota, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.